AP News, I'm Haya Pujwani. Forced leave has started for thousands of employees at USAID under a plan to gut the foreign aid agency. Speaking with reporters, President Trump says Elon Musk is uncovering a lot of government waste.
When you look at USAID, that's a fraud. The whole thing is a fraud. Very little being put to good use. Every single line that I look at in terms of events and transactions is either corrupt or ridiculous.
The International Criminal Court called on member states to stand up against sanctions imposed by U.S. President Trump, describing the move as an attempt to harm an indispensable global court to administer justice and protect the lives of millions of people. At a news conference, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu praised the sanctions.
He issued yesterday these sanctions on this scandalous and corrupt organization, the ICC, that threatens the right of all democracies to defend themselves by themselves. And he's done so many things in the interim, just in 2 weeks.
Trump's order was a response to the arrest warrant that the ICC issued last year for Prime Minister Netanyahu over alleged war crimes in Gaza. It's an intense flu season.
One measure shows this is the most intense flu season in 15 years. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the percentage of doctor's office visits driven by flu-like symptoms last week was higher than the peak of any flu season since the winter of 2009-10. The CDC estimates there have been at least 24 million flu illnesses and 13,000 deaths. 43 states reported high or very high flu activity last week. In some states, the flu has forced some schools to close. It was most intense in the South, Southwest, and Western states. I'm Mike Hempen.
This is AP News. A unanimous Wisconsin Supreme Court has ruled that the swing state's nonpartisan top elections official can remain in her post despite not being reappointed and confirmed by the state Senate. AP correspondent Karen Shemas reports on jail terms for opposition politicians in Tunisia.
A judge in Tunisia has handed down lengthy sentences to prominent politicians and at least one leading journalist. The judgment was criticized by a media union and leading opposition parties as the latest move targeting critics of President Kais Saied. Among those sentenced Wednesday include 83-year-old Rashid Ghannouchi, the country's most prominent opposition leader. Ghannouchi, the co-founder of the Islamist movement Ennahda and Tunisia's former assembly speaker, was sentenced to an additional 22 years in prison for undermining state security. He boycotted the proceedings against him.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.
South Carolina's got everything. Natural beauty, trendy cities, but you might miss your next big adventure in a smaller town. We've got you covered on the Palmetto Porch. Discover South Carolina's official podcast. I'm Devin Whitmire. Come with me as I venture off the beaten path and learn about these towns from the locals who know them best. Check out the Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information, head on over to scpalmettoporch.com.